Hey, welcome to the very first edition of Claire Lydon's Lesbian Book Club. We're really super excited to have Claire and the Lesbian Book Club right here on My Lesbian Radio. So please enjoy the show.
So, hello and welcome to the first ever Lesbian Book Club. Can we have a round of applause? Hooray! First in the hot seat is Angela Peach, who is the author of not one, not two, not three, but four lesbian fiction novels. The Blurring, In Reflection, 47, and the number one international smash hit, Playing My Love. We're going to be talking to Angela about her books a bit later on, after we've discussed the upcoming lesfic anthology, L is Four, which has brought together the cream of UK lesfic authors. Is that correct, Angela?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. Including Angela, me, V.G. Lee, Kiki Archer, Jade Winters, Karen Campbell, and oodles of others who contributed a short story in aid of the charity Are You Coming Out? It's a great anthology for a great cause. So, Angela, I know this is a charity anthology, was your brainchild. So tell us a bit about it and why you wanted to do it.
Well, after the L Project released their single for charity last year, or earlier this year even, I just thought that maybe we should do something in the lesbian fiction world. So, shall I explain about how...
Go on, explain.
Okay, I wanted to do like a really diverse kind of novel with like a chain story where everyone wrote one chapter and then sent it to the next author and so on and so on to try and incorporate as many genres as possible. But it just seemed really impractical, so...
Could have been interesting though.
I think it still would be, but not for a charity book.
Right, yeah.
I think more for fun.
Yeah.
Just to see what would come out.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a bit surreal.
It would.
for the purposes of making money for charity. So I got in touch with Kiki Archer and we decided on the UK author based anthology.
Right.
So for now.
Yeah.
And then.
And how did you decide on the charity that you're
going to
use?
Kiki Archer chose the charity, so cause I couldn't make a decision. There's so many out there, and I thought I'm going to leave that with her. So it's a good charity that she's chosen. So I think if you have a look on the website, it's got Website of the Year from one of the awards.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it is helpful. I mean, personally, I had a really good. Easy coming out, you know, my whole family knew before I did pretty much and there was never any secrecy.
Your whole family knew before you did?
Probably.
They were waiting for you to come out.
So I had a really easy one, but I know a lot of people struggle with their own identities and stuff. So I think it's important.
It is. So how many authors have contributed in all?
That actually got into the anthology?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say roughly about maybe 17, roughly.
Okay.
Not 100% certain. I haven't done a count.
Yeah. And how long has it taken to put together?
We asked people to send in their stories. We gave them the deadline of the end of September, which was to allow for people who had kids maybe and going to school. So we collected stories all through the summer and then it's been edited over and over until now, so
And when's it due out?
That was what I was about to say. It should be due out in the next 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully.
Right, okay. And then people can get hold of it on Amazon and I guess, and all digital outlets, stuff like that.
Yeah, we're going to try and get it as readily available as possible.
Awesome. So it's called L is Four, and it's due out very soon. So let's talk about a bit about your writing. When did you first start writing?
I guess I used to love writing at school. It was the one thing that I used to apply myself to, was writing stories at middle school and high school. But I didn't write my first novel till I was... 3 years ago, so 33, 34.
Right, okay.
That was my first.
And what was your first book?
47.
47.
It's with Shadow Publishing at the moment.
Right. And that is your favourite number, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a number I'm obsessed with. Yeah.
Why are you obsessed with the number 47?
I don't know. It's the quintessential random number, according to 47 Society.
I should tell you, actually, that Andrew and I went for lunch at a pub on the Thames recently, and we got a number from the bloke behind the counter when we got up, put in our lunch order. And guess what number they gave us? Yes, it was 47. Angela went mad in the pub, very excited. The man looked quite scared.
Yeah. That's how it was when one of the writers last night told me how old she was. She's like, oh, I'm 47. I was like, oh my God, that's so amazing. It's such a good age. She looked quite shocked, like, okay, I'm nearly 50.
You can't wait to be 47, can you?
I can't, no. 10 no. years, 10 years to go.
Woohoo!
big party.
And then you brought out a couple more books. How long in between your novels would you say it was?
There was about a year between 47 and the Blurring. The Blurring went to number one briefly,
right. Mm-hmm.
But then I released In Reflection about 5 or 6 months later, and it kind of bombed because it's quite a dark psychological, like horror thriller, I guess. So,
right.
It wasn't very rom-commy at all. And then I spent about a year writing three different books, but not actually doing anything with them. So Playing My Love. I abandoned the ones I'd already written and focused on Playing My Love, which worked out massively in my favour.
It was a good decision, some might say.
I was going through a breakup as well, which, I tried to explain in the beginning why I put two alternate endings in the end, which kind of went down well-ish, but some people hated it, but there was a reason for it.
Right, okay. And you released it in November 2013, right? And it went to number one within a week or so.
That's right.
And stayed there just forever. And it's been hugely popular all around the world. Did it go to number one in America as well?
Yep, USA, Canada and Australia.
So what do you think it is about this novel that's captured the imagination of the world?
I actually have no idea. I'd like to think it's just a nice bit of writing, a good story that people can read and get their teeth into.
It is a nice bit of writing.
Thank
if you haven't read it, read it. It's a great novel. And do you, has your life changed? I mean, do you have paparazzi on your doorstep now?
Actually, I remember driving along the road one day, and there was someone at the side of the road waving one of their books at me. And I was like, I've hit the big time. And it was just one of my workmates who was like crossing the road to go to the doctor, but he was showing me that he had my book and he was reading it. So there was like that kind of excitement. I do get papped a lot, but they're mainly because I drive buses and they like taking photos of my bus. So
right.
Yeah, I pretend it's me. But they're more interested in the double axle on the bus.
Right. Yeah. Well, I can see. I can't see why. What are you working on now? When can we expect the next number one smash?
Well, now the anthology's finished, I've really got no excuse. So I'm going to be getting on with typing up. I wrote this book a year ago. And it's called The L Factor, and I finished writing it. Read it through and then decided to rewrite it all from scratch, so to change certain aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing at the moment, is the rewrite, which is it almost brings you to tears,
right.
Like the amount of work that's ahead of me. But
mm-hmm.
I've got nothing else to do now
because
I've finished the anthology.
So do you know when you want to put that out, with it next year?
Or? Yeah, I'm aiming for maybe spring, I think.
Okay, awesome. We look forward to it. And tell us a few more sort of fun questions. Tell us something about yourself that people might not know.
I have an OCD with numbers, which you know about. I don't like even numbers at all.
Right. So. Where does that come from? Has that always been the case?
I don't know. It kind of in the last 10 years or so started getting a bit worse. So right. Steadily worse towards my old age. I think I'd be like one of those pensioners in a home who counts out how many peas are on my plate because I don't want an even number of them or something.
You'll have peas on your plate?
No, I won't have peas on my plate. No. I don't like peas. It's the only thing I don't eat.
What was the last lesbian fiction book that you read?
Funny you should say that. It was a wonderful novel that recently went to number one, called The Long Weekend by Claire Lydon.
Oh, you little wag.
I am your number one fan.
Yeah. It was a great novel, Brian.
It was a great novel. You should buy it.
And what's your most annoying habit?
Choking on food. Yeah, I cannot eat food without choking on it. I could choke on a banana, you know, even if it's mashed up. And I don't know why, I just can't.
Do you tend to mash your food up a lot?
No. I tend to try and chew it extra thoroughly, but even then it just... You've heard me choke before.
I have, yeah. On the phone, a lot, yeah. Which, in your general life, which words and phrases would you say you most overuse?
I don't know. I do swear a lot.
You are live on My Lesbian Radio. Don't say fuck or bugger. Oh, sorry.
Yay. Yeah, I don't know. I can't actually think of anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll skip over that one.
Sorry.
What's the screensaver on your phone?
I don't have one because I don't know how to use my phone. And yesterday, you pressed a button on my phone, which I never even pressed before, and I've had my phone for 3 months. And you showed me how to get to the sound menu.
Yeah, so, it wasn't very technical. I just showed Anna. No, that's not her name. Her name is Angela. I just showed Angela how to get to the settings button on the phone. So
which I never knew because she was amazed. I never ever pressed. There's only two buttons on the phone, really. I just never pressed it.
When was your last kiss?
About a week ago.
Yeah. How was it?
It was really good.
Awesome. Tongues?
Yeah.
Awesome.
A few tongues.
Awesome. And final question, if you could be the love child of any two authors, alive or dead, who would you choose?
Can I have J.K. Rowling twice?
J.K. Rowling twice?
Yes.
Okay. You can, if you like.
Okay, yeah. Well, then in that case, I would like J.K. Rowling twice because she's just phenomenal.
Okay.
And beautiful and amazing.
Have you been up to Edinburgh, sort of just hanging around Edinburgh trying to meet her?
No. I should.
Yeah, you should. That's your next holiday.
So I can just wave.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Angela, for being the first author in the Lesbian Book Club. It's been great.
Yes, thank you.
Round of applause.
Me.
Round of applause. So that's me, Claire Lydon, signing off for the first ever Lesbian Book Club. If you'd like to read any of my novels, London Calling or The Long Weekend, they're available at Amazon, other digital outlets, and also as paperback from my website, which is www.clairelydon.co.uk. See you soon.